Darkness can be very, very scary. I don't think I realize how much little kids can be afraid of the dark until a few years ago I was playing hide and seek with my nephew, and he would never hide in a room that was dark. He would only hide in the rooms that were light because he said it scared him. Of course, it made it easy for him to find him while we were playing hide and seek, but it helped open my eyes to see how scary darkness can be, physical darkness, especially for kids. But what we have today in the gospel and second reading, we have these images and these scriptures that tell us about blindness, about darkness. And darkness can be scary, whether it's a physical darkness that sometimes little kids are afraid of, or whether it's our spiritual blindness and the doubt and the uncertainty and the fear that creeps into our lives. In the gospel today, Jesus heals a man who was born blind, and Jesus gives him sight. Both a physical healing of sight and also a spiritual healing of sight. The man that was born blind was lost. He was afraid. He was alone. Jesus touched him, healed him, gave him sight. Gave him both physical sight so he would be able to see, but he also gave him spiritual sight to be able to see the King of the world. We come before our Lord because we are afflicted with spiritual blindness. Because there are things in our lives that keep us from being able to see the love of God. To be able to see His mercy. To be able to see His forgiveness. We come before the Lord because we want to be healed. Because we want to be able to see. The second reading we heard from the book of the Ephesians. That we once were children of darkness, but no more. Now we are children of light. Because the light of the world has come into our lives. The light of the world has come to show us how to love, to show us how to forgive, to show us how to be free. And we can no longer live as children of darkness because we have the light that illumines our way. We have the light of Jesus that keeps us going towards our God. It is the Lord's love that we invite into our hearts so that we can see. Because we don't want to be afraid. We don't want to feel doubt and sorrow and pain and sin. We want to be free from that. We want to be able to see. We want to be able to look at our God and say, Lord, let me see the goodness of your love. Let me see the goodness of creation. Let me see the goodness of the people that are around me. Let me see. The man in the gospel was transformed greatly by the experience that he had. He was transformed because he saw Jesus. When the people questioned him, when the people asked him, what happened? What's going on? He courageously stood up and told the truth. One of my favorite parts in the gospel is where the Jews, the Pharisees, they go to the blind man's mom and dad and say, is that your son? Was he really born blind? What really happened to him? And they say, hey, look, whoa, we don't want to get involved here. You go and ask him. And when they ask him, he says, wait a minute. I think I already answered that question. I think I already told you what happened. Why do you want to know again? Do you want to be disciples? What a courageous statement from a man who was born blind. I'm sure that at no point in his life before he was healed would he have ever thought to challenge authority in that way. When people came to him and asked him, hey, why are you blind? I'm blind. But in this instant, in this occasion, when they came to him and asked him, what happened? Why are you able to see? He courageously said, look, we want to follow the Lord. Maybe you want to follow him too. Plenty of room on the Jesus bus. Get on. Come on, we can go along for the ride. The blind man inspires us. He inspires us because that's how we are invited to tell people about our God. To say, hey, do you know about Jesus? Do you want to learn more about him? Come on, follow me. There's plenty of room. Plenty of room to follow Jesus. That's what our God wants us to do, is he wants us to be encouraging. He wants us to inspire people. Sometimes we might need to shake people up. Maybe they haven't seen Jesus in a way that we have been able to see him. So we ask the Lord to help us to be an instrument of opening other people's blindness, to be able to share with them goodness and joy and hope. Another important aspect that comes up in the gospel today is at the very beginning of the gospel when the man born blind, they ask the question, so whose sin was it? Was it his sin or his parents' sin that made him blind? Jesus says it was neither. The reason he was born blind is so that the glory of God can be made known. This is an important concept because how many times in our lives do we sit and we say, man, things aren't going well for me. Things are just not looking up. I must have done something wrong. I'm in pain, I'm in sorrow, I'm suffering, maybe because I did something wrong. That attitude is what Jesus is trying to squash. That's not the way it works. Sometimes bad things just happen. Sometimes darkness, and lack of hope, and illness, and sickness, and pain, it just happens. It's part of life. It doesn't mean that we got those things because we're sinners. Maybe those things are going on in our lives so that God's glory can be revealed. God can bring hope in our darkness. God can bring hope in those times of despair and pain and sorrow and sin. And so what our Lord Jesus is asking us to do is to bring those things that cause us blindness, to bring them to Him, to say, God, we need You. God, we want You in our lives. God, we desire to be able to see and allow His glory and allow His love to transform whatever it is that's keeping us from being able to see. We want to see. We want to be healed. That's what our God can do for us. He can open our blindness. He can help us to see. And He can give us joy and peace and hope in the darkness of our lives. A couple of ways this week that we can allow the Lord to help shine a light maybe into the darkness of our lives. First of all, is our parish mission is going on this week. Monday through Thursday, 7 p.m. here in the church, the priests and deacons from this parish will be sharing with you ways to pray. By sharing ways that we can allow our eyes to be open so that we can see. We're going to have different prayer experiences, different ways to pray. Maybe there are ways that will help you. Maybe there are ways that will help open your blindness so that you can pray in a different and new and profound way. It's an opportunity for us to come to Jesus and say, Lord, we want to see. As part of that mission on Thursday night, we'll have our parish Lenten penance service. We'll have several priests come here to wipe away the blindness of sin in our lives. Encourage you to attend the penance service on Thursday. Encourage you to attend the parish mission this week. But if you're not able to make the penance service this Thursday, I'd encourage you to seek out the Sacrament of Reconciliation because that's a way that we come face to face with our God and He heals us from our blindness. He takes away the pain of our sin and gives us new sight. He reminds us that He loves us. And He reminds us that His light is going to shine through the darkness of our lives. As we continue today giving praise and glory to our God in this beautiful celebration of the Eucharist, we ask the Lord to help open our eyes. We bring to Him all of our blindness, all of our pain, all of the darkness and doubt and fear that encompasses our lives. We bring those things to Him and say, Lord, I want to be able to see. Lord, I need Your help in taking away my blindness, so that I can see with eyes of faith.